Madam Mayor, my declaration is under agenda item 11, points 2, 3 and 6. I make sure the fact that I am a LCH board member, Lisa Coombs-Holmes, and also a Prima board member.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Agenda item 11, 2, 3 and 6, by virtue of being the board of agenda, to go just an interesting item of agenda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Personal interest in agenda item 11, 2, 3 and 6, as I'm attending the room.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Item 11, notice of motion to attend to see fees, purely interest and supervised landlord.
Thank you.
will be uppermost, hopefully, in your mind, and that if you've heard the point made already, that you try not to make it again. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the agenda now. Agenda item 3. So turning to item 3 then, the minutes of the committee meetings held on the 15th and 16th of May, contained within pages 1 to 40 in the council agenda supplement. I will be approved of this set of minutes as a correct record. Do you have a seconder?
Seconded.
Are there any issues of accuracy in respect of those of those minutes? No? Is it okay if I sign those minutes? Is that agreed?
In August 2014, the legislation changed to allow filming at all public meetings of World Council's committees, subcommittees and other committees held in public. The legislation also required World Council to provide reasonable facilities to those wishing to report on public meetings. Can you please explain what World Council's interpretation is, please, of reasonable facilities, both in reference to public meetings held on premises owned by World Council and those not, such as constituency committees, local pension board, etc. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam. I'd like to thank Ms. Grace for the answer to this question.
the absence of the Chair of Standards and Constitutional Oversight Committee, Vice Chair, I have been asked to reply. There is no specific definition of retail facilities within the openness of Local Governing Body Regulations 2014, which govern filming and other methods of reporting for Council Committee meetings. What amounts to reasonable facility is dependent upon the prevailing circumstances where the Council Committee meetings are held. The regulation requires the Council, so far as reasonably practical, to afford reasonable facilities to anyone wishing them to report on the meeting. The Council is required to balance all relevant issues and matters arising and determine what facilities or arrangements it is able to practically and reasonably afford to any person seeking a film or otherwise report the committee meeting in question. Inevitably, this will mean different arrangements or facilities will be available depending upon the location at which the meetings are held rather than defined facilities which have universal application.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Mr.
Burns. As there are a lot of people here for another item, I'll waive my right to ask a supplementary question.
Thank you. Thank you.